book, I kept hearing and reading references to satisfying the state. Over a dozen times you reference satisfying this agency, satisfying that agency, satisfying this policy. A little concerned that your emphasis is in trying to satisfy someone other than this county. Have you any contracts with the state? Have you done work for the state in the past that we should know about?
Well, I think I'm going to let Dave talk about the contracts that we currently have, and then I'll deal with the satisfying the state requirement, okay?
Well, it's not just the requirements. You referenced a number of times policies which I think a number, if not a majority, of Sussex Countyans disagree with.
Okay.
And I'd hate for us to get into a point in this process where we're having to battle your vision for what we need versus what the will of the people is.
That's a good point. When we undertake a plan for a client, it's not our vision, it's your vision. My reference to satisfying the state and being aware of state policies is at some point you're going to have to address that through the process, and whatever you plan and whatever you put in your plan will have to muster the challenge of their review. And our expertise lies in the fact that if we have a clear understanding of what the state requirements are and their policies are, we can best tool you with resources that best meet the needs of the county. And when they're reviewed in the context of those state policies and requirements, it'll muster the review process, and you'll successfully get through that process with minimal comments, hopefully, from the state.
I don't mind comments from the state. If they're commenting, it means that maybe there is some differences that they should address, not so much we should address. So I don't think you should mark the success of this by completely making the state happy and them not commenting, but that's another point. You wanted to address the contracts you have with the state?
As I mentioned earlier, we work for at all levels of government. We have contracts with the state. We have contracts with Newcastle County, with Kent County, and with local towns.
Now, when you say the state, are you talking about specific agencies?
Yes, we work for DLDOT on doing project development and design work.
It appears at your website and in some of this material that your focus is primarily engineering?
We do both planning and engineering.
But it appears that it's weighted toward the engineering side.
We have more engineers than planners, that's true. And I would say a lot of our work is doing engineering. However, we really are multidisciplined, and April does planning work. That's what she does. She doesn't do engineering. She does land use planning, and that's why we've designated her for this project.
It's funny you say that. Our company has grown so fast over time that it originally started with a strong emphasis on engineering, and it grew into these different disciplines, and sometimes hard to break old habits with what we emphasize. So we do have that multidiscipline capability, staff approach, and focus.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
Does your staff have the ability to write all the ordinances and everything, if we say this is what we want in the plan, your staff has the ability to go ahead and introduce all the ordinances and give them to us as draft?
Yes, we've done that for a number of clients. You see the comprehensive plan clients listed there. All of those clients have asked us to review and evaluate their ordinances and make recommendations as part of the comprehensive planning effort, and several of them have us as follow-up to actually draft the ordinances and send them back for their review. Looking at the analysis that supports drafting ordinances are, what are the impacts, what are the potential consequences, what are the benefits?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I'll take over from Mr. Cole. We have 2 units to the acre for AR district.
Mm-hmm.
The youth feel that's high density, low density, in a rural area.
I come from the country. I don't think it matters what I think. I think it matters what the community thinks, and then based on your future. Your vision for the future is we have the technical skills to work around that and deal with that issue and provide different strategies, tools, and techniques. I don't like to come with a lot of preconceptions when I come into these plans. I look and observe and think and research and listen.
You live in the country, you say?
I live in the country, but I've worked in urban environments. Yeah. I live in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania.
What's the density in their agricultural
district? It depends. It's in pockets, and it can be 1 to 5. It could be 1 to 2, you know, that type.
Mr. Dukes. My question is real similar. Mr. Phillips is, this council is a very strong supporter of property rights, and I'm wondering how you can take a policy that the state has made, and most of the time the policy that agency or that department has made, and tie it in with our land use plan. And most of the time we see policy that they're trying to push down on us or is something they can't get passed through the General Assembly, but yet they want us to include it in the land use plan. How would you deal with that?
That's a good question. I do quite a bit of work in Pennsylvania, and they are a pro-property rights state as well, and we run into this dilemma quite frequently with state initiatives and desires, that then how do you wrestle with it and deal with that at the local level? And that's where we get creative, and that's where we look at different tools and techniques and look at options and opportunities to do different types of development in different areas. And look at the different preservation tools and techniques and different development tools and techniques that were mentioned here today to come up with something that best meets the needs and the future vision for Sussex County. And that's why, Mr. Phillips, when I had said, you know, we still have to get something in there that the state sees that resembles something that's in line with their policy. It doesn't mean it reads verbatim. It doesn't mean you're adopting their policy lock, stock, and barrel. It means the intent is going to be realized. And there's a lot of ways to do that with the different packaging of the different tools and techniques.
Thank you. Just one question to continue on just what you just said to him. If the land use plan we presently have has ordinances attached to them, but we've not passed the majority of them, I like black and white. And you were saying that you make these ordinances, you know, I don't like that area of interpretation. It's a gray area. I think for fairness to the public, to the municipalities, to the governments, and the developers, that if it says you can do this and you can't do that, it's much clearer than some of the stuff that's up there. When you write your ordinances, are they written in a direction of balance and fairness for both sides, and do they have tooth to them that's black and white when you can do this and you can't do that?
Yeah. My background, as David mentioned, came from local government, and I always had a problem with my predecessors who wrote those very gray, willy-nilly ordinances, because then how do you interpret it? How do you be fair to everyone? And I have always been a big proponent of it needs to be as black and white as best and as possible as it can be, with as much detail. And then a lot of times the things that you can't put in regulation are supplemented by guidelines, procedures, and policies to get you through the review process. And there's a lot of documentation there for the people who are interpreting it long after we would leave as consultants.
Okay, in closing, do you want to make a statement, summary, or anything? Why you should have the job? End it.
Well, I just really appreciate the opportunity to present. I think you'll find if you do select us that we're going to be strong advocates for the county. And again, just thank you.
In your office is where did anybody ask that one?
We're in Newark.
You're in Newark, Delaware.
Yeah.
Because we asked the other people where they were.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to thank you. At this time, gentlemen, we will close this portion of our morning session here. In essence of time, we're going to continue on with this. Mr. Griffin, executive session.
That's up to you all.
Gentlemen,
do what?
I have a brief executive session.
We have an executive session.
Yes.
Is someone going to entertain a motion? We'll just take a brief.
Second. You need to include in that the purpose, which would be personnel.
For personnel purposes.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Phillips for Sussex County Council to go into executive session for the reasoning of personnel. Second by Mr. Cole. Is there questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Sussex County Council will be in executive session briefly and be back out.